I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Today is the final day to request an absentee ballot for the June 23rd primary. Now, that, of course, means it's getting mighty close. And joining me once again on Capital Chat is the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen-Glasscock. Good day to you.
Good day to you, too, Alan.
We've been talking an awful lot about the Senate race, the U.S. Senate race, but wanted to talk a little bit about the folks that are on the ballot for Congress.
That's right. There are statewide, of course, we have six congressional districts, and there are 24 candidates running in those seats. And the hottest race probably is the one here in the 6th district.
And that particular seat has gone from red to blue quite often.
That's right, Alan. So here in the 6th District, Andy Barr is serving. He's running for a fifth term in office this year. And the voters in the 6th District, which is centered around Lexington, of course, were more fickle here than in other districts. So if you look at, for example, the 5th District in eastern Kentucky, Representative Hal Rogers has had that seat since he was elected in 1980. And so they've had that continuity of representation there. Here, though, we've gone back and forth, Democrat, Republican over that period of time. So since Hal Rogers was elected in eastern Kentucky, we are on our fifth representative here in the Lexington area.
All right. So Republican Andy Barr is the incumbent, but he's got two challengers on the ballot.
He does. The Democrats have a primary, of course, and then there's a Libertarian on the ballot, Frank Harris, who ran last time. But the race for the Democrats looks like Josh Hicks is the front runner at this point. He's an attorney. He's a former police officer, and he's raised close to $1 million. He sent a press release out Thursday, Alan, you probably got it, and said he raised close to $1 million. And he also said he raised more money this quarter than Barr did. So that's interesting. And then on Thursday, also, Amy McGrath, who's running for Senate, she sent out a campaign fundraising letter on behalf of Hicks that went out via email. He's also a Marine. So her letter was, expressing support for her fellow Marines. So this is going to be an expensive race in the 6th District. Josh Hicks does have a primary against Daniel Kemp, who's a financial services executive, and he ran in 2018 as well. But he has $25,000 in the bank. So it looks like the Democrats are leaning toward Josh Hicks as their pick.
Okay. And on the GOP side, Andy Barr has two people against him on the ballot, Chuck Eddy and perennial candidate Jeff Young.
Chuck Eddy calls himself a moderate Republican, and he ran last time as well in 2018. And Jeff Young ran in 2018, but that year he ran as a Democrat. So he's switched over. Chuck Eddy's from here in Lexington, so is Jeff Young, of course. But Eddy lost to Barr in the primary in 2018 by a large margin. Eddy had only 16.2% of the vote that year. So Andy Barr is certainly expected to be the GOP nominee in the fall.
Now, the 6th District is way more than just the city of Lexington. So kind of break that down.
So here in Lexington, we are considered a Democratic stronghold. In 2018, Amy McGrath, who was the Democratic nominee for the U.S. House, of course, she carried Fayette County and she carried Franklin County, which is a Democratic city as well. The rest of the counties in the district are more rural, and they tended to vote Republican. Andy Barr carried all the other counties in the district, except, as I say, Fayette and Franklin. And that's probably what we're looking at here as well. The battle in the fall in the 6th district will be for the rural counties. Fayette, Franklin County likely will stay with Democrats. Those are Democratic strongholds. Typically, the voters pick the Democrat. They're registered as Democrats. Out in the counties, though, we have more people who are registered as Democrats but vote as Republicans. And as we say, in 2018, Amy McGrath carried Fayette and Franklin County. The other 17 counties in the district went for Andy Barr.
Well, that is all the time that we have today on Capital Chat. Our guest has been the editor and publisher of the Frankfurt-based Kentucky Gazette, Laura Cullen-Glasscock. And you can hear our entire conversation at WUKY.org. Have a great week ahead, Laura.
Thanks, Alan. You too.